We are up to Dav Kuf Vav Amar Aleph. Okay, so we're learning over here at the top of the three lines at the top. The boys aim, okay, we're saying over here, in the wrong place, what are we up to? Yeah. Should we start from the... We did it. Well, we'll go through it quickly. Quickly, the two dots on the bottom of the page. That's Kuf Hei and Beis. I know we'll start again from the bottom of the page. Kuf Hei and Beis, just quickly go over it again. Okay. Mosi v'mechome, u'shekenegde choshel ha'shvua. If the guy cannot be trusted with a shvua, then the opposite other guy has swears. Kate said how... If a guy who swore that he has no edus turned out to be a liar, a guy who swore about a pekudin and turned out to be a liar. So what we learned in the Gemara was that that by a pekudin, that as soon as I deny that you ever gave me a pekudin, forget about a shvua, as soon as I deny it, I'm already a ganef. So we're asking a question. Now it says these are the following people who have no integrity. Somebody who swears about ages that he doesn't have and turn to be a liar. Or Echad Shvu Pekodin, he swore that he doesn't have a Pekodin and turn to be a liar. Now the question is going to be, why do you have to wait till he swears? According to you, the moment he denied that he has a Pekodin, he's a Ganif. And a Ganif cannot be trusted as an age. So why do you say Shvuas have Pekodin? Even just Kfirat have Pekodin is enough to make him possible ages. You don't joke in the court. It's one place you don't court. You joke. Vafilu shvu shav, and even the shvu which is non-monetary, just tell me he lied. V'imisa b'kfidu hudi ifsole l'chel. As soon as he denied it, he already possible. Why do you have to wait till he swore? Amri. So we answer. Hachamayiskinen dekoy ba'agam. He's talking about a case where it's called ishtamute. He's trying to stall because the animal is somewhere out lost in the wilderness, and he thinks he can find it. So therefore, if he says, I never got the pekudin, he doesn't necessarily mean he's a ganef, because maybe his intention was to go find it. But once he swore about it, that's a different story. Swearing false can no longer be credible. Like Fido, the Soviet, maybe I'll install him at Zilna, I will go, and my sin, I'll find it. By Milva Hakev, Milva Gashleid, if I deny that I owe you money, it doesn't make me a liar. You know why? Could be pekudin, because by Milva, I'm trying to stall. Pekudin generally postulates. Unless we know otherwise, if Amr Ilfa, Ilfa said, Shvua Koiner. Shvua, as soon as you make a Shvua, the animal is yours. Shvua de Kanye, as soon as you swore, then the animal knows you're gonna mashma, but kfida like Kanye, but just denying it doesn't make it mine. So it depends. If the animal's out in the wilderness, then we say that you're not trying to keep the animal, you're just stalling, so therefore it doesn't make you a ganef. When we said before that a koifer pekodin becomes a gazlan, it's talking about we intended to steal it. So even you don't swear. Yibai, same another answer. My shvur kana. Now we're going to talk about this particular answer, and the Gemara will talk about it as well. And that is, you know what shvur kana means? When you swore that the pekodin is no longer the balabasas, so becomes now the person, the shomer. He's a ganef. That is a big chiddush. You come over to me and you say you owe me $100. Shvur kaina doesn't mean anything what you think it means. You thought shvur kaina means is that I'm a ganef. So you think you thought the shvur makes me the ganef, and you ask the question, what about the kefir itself? So we said it depends if you're trying to stall it or something else. However, in other words, if Adam say you see it in your backyard, then obviously you're not trying to stall. Then the fact that you said that you don't have it makes you a gazan. But Gemara is now saying the shvur kaina means something totally different. You know what ilfa means the shvur kaina? Shvur kaina means is that I know the shaman no longer. If the balat bekodin was happy to accept a shvur from the shaman, then even that we find the animal in the shaman's house, afterwards the shaman no longer has to pay the Baal Pekodin. You accepted my shvu as a form of payment. Shvu kainah, shvu is payment. And how do we know that? What a chiddush. Man lebiyadcha yomi $100, ain lech biyadi, I owe you nothing. Then nishba, and he swore about it. Unless you do all the money, pot, it doesn't pay. You know why? Shenemar, it says, the bailim will take it. It talks about it about shaman. It says in the pasuk there that he swears that he never would use the animal, and it says if a locker baila v'lo yishalim, that the bailim take, what did they take? They took a shvua, and now he doesn't have to pay. Kivan shekibla bailim shvua shuv ein mishalim mamen. This is a big chiddush. Gemara Guf. Let's analyze this particular din. Yeah. So in other words, so when Ilfa said that shvua's kain has nothing to do with if you deny it that you're a ganav, you might be a ganav, but he says shvua kain is, you don't have to pay any money right now. Gufa, let's analyze it. Amar Avuna, Amar Avmona, Lebi Yotchi, Yomi Hanu Dav, Lomi, Lebi Yotchi, you're nothing. V'nishba, and he swore, V'o Eidi, and he came along and say that you do all the money. Patish, Patish, Nema, V'loka, Bailu, Yishalim. Kivun, Shekib, Le Bailu, Shvua, Shuvi, Mishalim, Yomi, not pay money. Amar Rav, says Rav, Mistabra, Milsu, the Rav. You know when Rav's din is talking about, makes more sense. Bim, Milva, when it comes to a loan, the Lohit, Son, Itna. He had every right to spend that money, and now all I owe you is I owe you a payment. I don't owe you the money that you gave me, because the money you gave me, I had a right to spend. Even if the money's still sitting by me, it's not your money anymore. You gave it to me to spend. What do I owe you? An equivalent amount of money. And therefore, I owe you tashlumin. So therefore, when I swear, that's a form of tashlumin. When you made me swear that I never borrowed, that's a form of tashlumin.
So means I'm not expecting those very same coins.
Exactly.
To come
so
back.
What I have? I have a chiv. And I have a chiv to pay you. But you said pay me with the shua. So I pay you the shua. You don't like my shua, too bad. But I will pick cotton, but pick cotton, even when the cotton is sitting by me, it's not mine, it's yours. So I don't have a chiv to pay you. It's your object that you have sitting in my house. You collect it. I will pick cotton, b'shusi, the moriko, he's the shus of the balabas. Therefore, it's not pshat that I owe you a pay, I have a chiv. I have no chiv to pay you. It's your item. Come and collect it. Therefore, if I swear, it's not a form of payment because I don't owe you anything. So I'm not removing my chiv. I don't have a chiv. It's your object. Therefore, you can still collect your pekodin. However, I swear, says Rav, that I believe that the Rav actually holds that filu b'pekodin. It's not a question of svara, but even b'pekodin. Chiksiv krab b'pekodin ksiv. With the pasuk, very pasuk that we're learning from, where it says v'elokach b'ayla v'loy shalom. Who's my b'pekodin? That even my b'pekodin. In other words, the question is, it seems in the Gemara Shaili here, is by b'pekodin. What's pshat b'pekodin? Is the pshat is that I have a chiv to pay you back, and as long as you give me back your original item. I don't have that. That's how I paid. It's a form of payment. Or it says, I have no chiv to pay back. When the item gets lost, that's when the chiv starts. Because when the item is around, I have no chiv to pay back. It's your item. So first Rabbi thought, that's the first, it's actually something Machlekes is showing. So first Rabbi thought, it's the first way that, well, that I have no chiv whatsoever. It's your item. So therefore, if I swear, how is that a form of payment? I don't have to pay anything. But then he says, no. As soon as I take the item from you, I already have a chiv of hashava. Because man, the item is around, I can give it back to you. Exactly. But if the animal dies, I have to pay you. Not because the animal died. I have to pay you because I have a chiv of hashava the moment I took the animal from you. And how are you going to pay it back? That's what it is. So therefore, Rava says, the shvu is a form of payment. Very interesting. So this is the two sides over here. What is exactly is the inner shvu? Oh, shomer. Yosef Rav Nachman sat there, Kamala Shmaiti, he repeated this whole sugya from Abhun in the name of Rav, Eisver Rav Acha Bar Min Yumel Rav Nachman. So Rav Acha Bar Yumel heard this and he asked Rav Nachman a question. So you're saying that, wow, that if a guy says that you never gave him pekodin and he swears, that swearing is a form of payment and even turned out to be the cow sitting in my house, I don't have to pay it to you. Heichen Pekdaini, in the following price it says, where is my pekodin? Omele, over to get lost. Majbiach, and he swear to me that you don't have the pekodin and got lost. He's not saying got stolen, he's saying got lost. And he says, Amen. And the Edim said, what are you talking about? You ate it. You had it and you ate it. Mishalim is a keren. He pays the keren. He pays the keren. So he does pay back.
And there's no knas with the shvur shav.
Now, why there's no kefil? Because he did not. Let's get to the shvur a second. Remember, by a shvur, you only swear if you were made yourself. If Edim caught you out, then you just pay the keren. You don't pay the chemish because there's no kapara here. You don't deserve a kapara. You weren't made. You were forced into it. But there's no kefil here because when is the kefil if you're toying tainus ganif? If he were a tain, it was stolen, so he's a ganif. But here he said tainus ovad, it was lost. So therefore, you don't pay kefil here either. Now. What about Hoydim Atzma? But if he himself was Moide, then Mishalim Keren Chaimish Va'ashim. You pay Keren V'Chaimish. You said before that if you swear, you don't pay anything. He said you pay Keren. You said before you swear, the swearing itself is a reimbursement. On the Nachman,
if the guy approaches him and he says, yes, that's right, I owe you.
Yeah, you know. No. Maida means after you swore, you came to Bezin, you swore false. Only
before.
If you regard to a shvur.
How is swearing a form of repayment?
So, because there's a custom. Yishalom, says the pasuk. What did he take? He took the shvur. I explained to you that even though afterwards, Lechayim, once Edim came, the shvur seems to be a false shvur, it doesn't matter. Since the Bailim accepted the shvur at the time, so there's a custom, that's a form of payment. I told you mashbiacha. In other words, I made you swear. So I'm telling you that I'm happy to accept Yeshua. So now that I accept Yeshua, I accept it. Fafal.
How And even later, they come and prove that Shmuel to be false. It's too bad.
That's right. You accept it. Exactly. It's exactly a kasuf. Nachman gave an answer that this shvuah here is not a proper shvuah. That's why he still have to pay. What do you mean it's not a proper shvuah? He swore outside of Bezin to the Baal Pekodin. That's not a shvuah payment. But if in the other case, when Rav Huna is not name of Rav, we're talking about you swore inside of Bezin. If you're talking about outside of Bezin, aim a sefer. Tell me what it says in the sefer. Then the sefer heiche pikdeni asked with pekod amalei nigniv maj amalei nigo was stolen. That was lost. He said it was stolen. Maj biyachani. The guy said I swear. But amar ami said ami. So he swore. The edim idim oisa shaganvo. And the edim testified that he stole it. Mishalan tashlum mekeful. He pays keful. Now if he's paying keful, the only time that if you pay keful is if he denied it in the front of a bezin. So here's talking about in front of a bezin. Talking about in front of Bezin, and in the first case, it's talking about in front of a Bezin, and yet it says clearly that you still have to pay Kedin. According to you, once he swore in front of a Bezin, that's a form of payment. If you want, I can answer you. I can answer a difficult answer. I can tell you the first case in the Braisnum, it's still outside of Bezin. That's why the Shavuot is not a form of payment. The safer bit Bezin. I don't want to answer you. So I'll give you a better answer. Either be the Botoma and a Bezin. I'd rather than the Botoma in the same venue, the same place. But like Kasha. Can be kafats, can be shalai kafats. It depends. If the guy jumped in, the guy's being accused, jumped in and made a shvua, that's not a form of payment. Obviously he had a plan. If the mafkid is forcing him, requesting him, I want a shvua from you, that then it is a form of payment. So Rav Huna, what I was talking about, when the mafkid asked him to, then the shvua is a form of payment, because you accepted that, as the pasuk says, v'lokach bailav. But if he jumped in and just gave a shvua without the bailam asking him, that's not a form of payment. Yeah. Sorry? Maybe, but the Bezin requires a shvur. No, he has to say, either he jumps in or...
request a shvur, they would just say, okay, till we settle it, till you bring Edim?
At the moment, there's nothing there. He says to the shaman, he says, I wasn't, so why should we make... why would you believe him why more than him?
Has the right to ask him to be much
more. He needs some... Yeah. Can we write that's true. Now, from the safer.
Once he makes a shvuah, it's all over.
A shvuah is a serious thing. You don't make it.
Trying to understand the ramifications of what he's.
A bezin tells you everything what's going on. Now this what do you call it? From the safer, even though he's paying kaful and he made a shvuah, and the safer is talking about inside a bezin where he did it on where he pays kaful. Whenever he pays kaful, you also always pay ken. I don't understand you. I know for a fact you don't agree with Rav. What do you mean? Why in the world are you emphasizing the price according to Rav? What are you schlepping your nefesh to Rav for? I'm the frushel Rav. The Rav hochim mitazel says doesn't mean I agree with it, but I'm just answering the Mishnah. The price the way Rav would learn it. But how can anybody argue with Rav? How can you, Rav Nachman, argue with Rav when Rav brought a positive like a bailam, like a yishalim, that the bailam took the shvua and you don't have to pay anymore? So he says, no, I use the positive something different. From here we learn out the concept we have all the shas, that you only find a shvua that patters you. We don't find a shvua that you collect. And how do we know that? In other words, if I accuse you of something and someone has to make a shvuah, we don't say to the accuser, you make a shvuah and collect. We say to the defendant, you swear on your patur. How do we know that? From this pasuk. The luck of baila, the baila accepted the shvuah, v'lo yishalem, and now the defendant doesn't have to pay. So what do we learn from here? That a shvuah is there to patur the defendant, not to entitle the mafkid to take whatever he wants to take. L'chol ha'nishboyin shvuah, nishboyin v'lo yishalem, the luck of baila, v'lo yishalem, mishal yishalem, who swears the one who has to pay? Oh, that's what we had before. That's a Takar Zacham. It's called Shavuot Rababa. That's what we had before, yeah. It's called Kenek De Nishba, yeah. We'll have all that in Gor Shavuot. A little bit in Babasa. Mosi, Rav Amnon, that's a question. What about Ishbiya Alav Chamisha Pa'amim? Let's say he made it, and the same cause, he ended up swearing five times. He swore, he was Maida that he lied. Then he swore again the same. No, I'm an idiot. I never had it. I'm Maida, I'm lied. And now I'm an idiot. I never had it. Five times. Bein bifnei bezen, bein shloi bifnei bezen. The chiver alav, and he was denied it. Chayev, sorry, the chiver alav, chayev, kol achas v'achas. He's chayev every time that he was moide, he has to what? He was moide, and then he was kaifer, and he's moide, kaifer. He has to pay
when
five times.
Does that mean on each
Osham,
or on each
shur? On each high time you moide, you got to pay now a chaymish and an osham. It has to be in front of a bezin, yeah. Or no, he said not before a bezin, in front of Adam. V'amar Abshem Hashem says, Matam, what's the swara? On the same thing, how can you bring five Hashemas? Matam, hoil the yochel lachzer lahoydus. That since, now what happened was, he made five shvuos. He wasn't made every time. He made five shvuos. At the end of the five shvuos, he came along, he's made it, I lied. He paid five times. Why? Because Rav Shimon says he could have been Maida after every Shavuah, and that would have brought a Chiv. And then after the Haidah, would have made another Shavuah, be a whole snook ball game. Therefore, even though it wasn't Maida between each time, he's Chayiv for five. Now, L'chayda v'hocha kafis. Over here, you cannot tell me. So we're talking about five, paying five times, you're paying everything. Now, here he didn't jump in. How do you know? Because it says, Hishbiya Olav. Hishbiya Olav means that he was made to swear. Five times, five occasions. And also don't answer me chutz lebezin, that happened outside of bezin, that's why he ends up paying. Because bezin. So the cheder in front of bezin, and you said before, Rav, that if you swear, that's a form of payment, so why do you have to pay here? Because the gemara... You learned everything. You bunched it all together. This is how you learn the brayse. He's be alav if they made him swear, but was chutz lebezin, so the shvu is not powerful enough to be a form of payment, or ube bezin happened the bezin, but kafas he jumped in on his own and he made a shvu, and therefore he still has to pay because it's not considered a form of payment. Masiv Rav has a question. Balabai is should turn times gone and pekodin. If a balabai says that pekodin you gave me was stolen, v'nishbani swore, then v'hoide was made, uvo edim, and edim came afterwards. So the depends like this: im actually bo edim hoide was made before the edim came, it's a good idah. Then mishalim kerem, you don't pay kefil, you just pay kerem and chaimish v'ashem. So finish, you pay kerem, even though he swore. He has to pay. But after the Edom came, that's not called Haidah. After the Edom came, you pay Kefil. Mishalim Kefil, because you're a Ganif. And you pay Asham. You still pay Asham because you were Maida, but you don't pay the Chemish. Because Chemish you don't pay unless you were Maida without any Edom, input Edom. Now, the Hachal Chayda, Chutz LeBezin, the Kafis LeMatzalam. You can't tell me this took place outside the Bezin or that he jumped in, then you wouldn't be paying Kefil. You only pay Kefil if you're in front of a Bezin. And yet it says it paid the Keren according to you before you said if you swear. It's a form payment. I'm a kaifuk lay mazra I'm a kaifuk tani. Ella my rabba says rabba. Kol hoide if he was moide, loish no tainus ovid, loish no toyin tainus ganev, loy omar rav. Rav did not say if he was moide. Rav did not say that you don't have to pay the keren. Kedoksi v'his vade that he was moide. The boss. The boy shlume keren v'chaimish. Toyin tainus ganev. So they say, I'm going to now narrow down Rav's din. Start off with this universal statement, and now we're going to narrow it down to a very limited case. If he himself was made, since you pay the chaymish and the asham, you got to pay the keren also. The pasuk fadish, you got to pay it back. And the chamisha is Yosef Olav, so you have to pay back the Olav, and then you add the chamishisa. Navas. And furthermore, if he was toyin tainus ganev by Pekodin, if he said, look, it was stolen, and then Edim came, you got to pay the keren as well. Why? Because once you pay kaiful always is double. So where's the original? If you don't pay the original, how can you pay double? Since we learn out from a hekesh that you have to pay double, obviously you pay the keren as well. Look, see if there's still a kaiful. You're paying double, so you have to pay twice. Ki ka'ama, you know what the Rav's case is talking about? Ki goyin shetoyin tainus ovad. If he tiny and got lost and even turned out to be sitting in his house, he's not a ganif. You don't pay kaiful. V'nishban, he swore that it was lost. And v'loy hoida, so two things there. First, he only tiny that it was lost, and he was never maida. Because if he was maida, then you do pay keren. And he wasn't maida. Oh, then vo'edim, and he came along and said, what are you talking about? It's in your barn. That's when you say that what? That you don't have to pay, because since you accepted my shvur, that in itself was a form of payment. So the only time of restricting Rav's din to a case where we're talking about aveda, so there's no kaful involved, he tiny, the nifkit said it was lost. And then he swore about it. And the Baal Bas swear. The Baal Bas has to ask him a lot of details. The Baal Bas has to ask him for a shvur. It has to be done in Bezin. The guy said it was lost. And he swore, I don't, you know, it got lost. So now, and then Aiden came along and told him it's lost. Sending your barn. He doesn't have to pay because you accepted my shvur. But where there's kafel involved, he has to pay. If he's made it himself, you got to pay. With his other chiyuvim, there's a drag along. The other chiyuvim drag along the original chiyuv as well. Also, the Gamda went and said over the sugi for Rabashi. Omle, I don't understand. This is many generations later. Rav Hamnuna, who was a Talmid of Rav, and surely the Yoda, the Amar Rav Hoide, he knew exactly what Rav was saying, and he knew Rav was talking about even a case where you don't have to pay because you swore. And he asked a question from Hoidim. And you're coming along and saying now that Rav was never talking about a case of Hoidah, because since by Hoidah you have to pay the Chaimish and the Ashim automatically, the Ketting gets pulled. How do you know better so many years later what Rav meant when his own Talmud of Nuna said so and so and so? Because when everybody says Amri Bei Rav, it's Rav Hamnuna. Rav Ashi asked this question to Rav Gamda. So Rav Acha came along and he said, I'll tell you what Rav Hamnuna actually asked. This is the question. If you say Bishleim Nishba, if you can tell me if the guy swore, Ki also Adim, and then Adim came along, Mechayev, he still has to pay. Therefore, he has to bring, he made five shvuos. He has to bring a carbon even on the later shvuos. He can be made every single time, and every single time he's made, you got to pay. If you tell me if Aiden came along afterwards, he's still potter because he swore. In other words, he was not made. We're not talking about a case of him being made. But if Aiden would have come after every shvuos, and if you would, and if you tell me he's potter, me immediately laws a sadi, me sadi be potter. Aiden would have come straight away; he would have been potter. But now neku nechayve carbon ashvur, and we're going to make him pay a carbon. However, yochel lachzel haydis hash to me like he wasn't meider. So the question was not on the door. The question was if Aiden would have come after every shvur, and if you hold like Rav that if you swear. And that's enough. You don't have to pay anymore. So then, why do you have to bring five kabbalas? Okay, true. Aiden didn't come, but neither were you meider. You weren't made at all, so what's going on here? Okay. Amal Chival Abba, Rabbi Yechanan, a new din. Hatoyin tainas galad bepikodin. If somebody tainted by pikodin that the item was stolen, mishalim tashlumik kefil, you have to pay double. Yeah, we know that. Everyone agrees. But now his chiddush is, what happens afterwards, this shomer, tovachumacha, shechter sold it. Mishalim tashlumi abav chamisha. He's like a ganef. Now, a regular ganef, an outright ganef, we know pays four or five times if he shechts the animal or sells it. But over here, the chiddush is that even though you're not a ganef mamish, you're a shomer that came to your hand legally, but since we treat you like a ganef because you're a toyin, tainas ganef, and we learn from psukim in the beginning of paying merubah, so therefore we say that you are liable for chamisha abav chamisha. That's a beichin's chiddush. And how do I know? Hoyil the ganef, since we're comparing a toyin tainas ganef to a ganef, and since a ganef mishal tashlumi kefil, a ganef pays kefil, so a toyin tainas ganef also mishal tashlumi kefil. And what? Ma ganef, just like a ganef, shehu mishal and kefil. And what's the din? Tova chamocha mishal tashlumi bava chamisha. So af toyin tainas ganef, the pekodin kishu mishal and tashlumi kefil, tova mocha mishal tashlumi bava chamisha. I can tell me Malik Ganev, you know why about Ganev, she came Mishal and Tashlumi Kefil Shalei B'Shua. How can you compare the two? A Ganev, as soon as he's told that he's a Ganev and he shechts, he pays four or five times. Here, the guy has to swear first before he pays Kefil. So it's very different. Tema B'Toyin Tanz Ganev, Eim Mishal and Tashlumi Kefil, Ela B'Shua. Amri, we answer Hekeshi. This is a Hekesh, and the rule is the Ein Meshivan al Hekeshi. You can't ask Kashas on a Hekesh. The Tater decided to put the two together. Because we had before a big machlekes of the pasuk when he said "imotze te motze a ganef," by shemer, is it talking about a ganef or talking about a shemer who's toyin tainas ganef? We had a machlekes. So if you learn that we're talking about one pasuk about a ganef and one talking about pasuk about toyin tainas ganef, then we're comparing the two; they have exactly the same din. And the other mandama says we're not talking at all about a ganef here; we're talking about only a toyin tainas ganef. And ganef, we learn from another pasuk altogether, then we're not comparing the two. Says yeah.
Is that the same as
smichus? Exactly the same thing as smichus. Think about a honich. No, we had before yesterday. As soon as he denies he's already got it, That was a chiddush we had yesterday. Shvu for sure makes me gadol. We had a chiddush, even if he doesn't swear, the moment he says it's no longer, I never took it from you, my house is your house. But the moment I say it's no, I don't have it, that means my house is no longer your house. That means my chatzit. So my chatzit, I'm koinin it because I want
to
steal it.
Because when the Baal HaPikadon gives it to him, the Baal HaPikadon is koinin agav karka, isn't that?
Not koinin.
He has a little piece of land.
You're not like giving it to me. The Shemir is like giving it to me. Yeah, exactly. That's why by Chometz and Pesach, we had all the Shailas. If you, you know, staying in the guy's house, still my chametz in my house. Honichel man dama. This makes sense. According to one, says chad the ganav v'chad betoyin the ganav. One pasuk on my ganav, toyin the ganav. So we compare the two. Shapi makes sense. El man dama. Hi im yimotzei a ganav. This pasuk im yimotzei ganav. Im lo yimotzei. Tavaya both psukim are talking about toyin tain is ganav. Then there's no ganav here at all. How do you know? To learn chabav chamisha. My yikel meimer. Amri. We answer even if there's no talking about a ganav. The fact says im yimotzei ha ganav. It could say yimotzei ganav. What do you mean, Hava? To tell you that this Gana, the Shaymin, is similar to the famous Gana who steals outright. Now, what? They both pay above the Chamisha. Let me ask a question. It says in the Braise, Hey, Chon Shoydi, where's my Shoyd? So the guy says, Nigav, he stole. So the Mafkit says, Mashbiach, and I make you swear. But Omer, Omer. The guy says, yeah, Omer, and he swears. And he answers, Omer, and he swore. But Edim came along and said, well, you're talking about you ate it, which means how do you eat it? Through shechting. So it's Tavach HaMachar. And yet it says clearly here, Shachl, Mishal, and Teshlumi, Kaifel. Doesn't say Abba V'chamisha. Well, over here, the Yevshel, the Kezai, Basel, the Shechit, you have to shecht it to eat the Kezai flesh, otherwise it's Eidim Lechai. Uktani, Mishal, Shumi, Kaifel. That means Teshlumi, Kaifel, Lien, Teshlumi, Abba V'chamisha, Loi. Everything about Hachem, my skin, you know what we're talking about. Kedoin, Shachl, Nevela. The animal died. There was no shchit here. And this guy ate treif. He's a ganav. Sorry? Yeah, exactly a pekodin. He denied that I ever took a pekodin. And he swore, so which he becomes a ganav. And it says over here that if he ate the flesh, you don't pay the alva. Hey, why not? The answer is he never shechted it. Yeah, it died. Nabeil. Fedi gemore. Okay, good answer. Well, if you're really looking for an answer, why turn the guy into a rosha? Even though he's a ganav. Not every ganav is a rosha. Could be a frumiyid. Could be a frumiyid. I was thinking more about Basra. The gemore says the famous gemore. A drive ganve Yisrael. There used to be a gist of Rav Yisrael ganve, you know, but we changed it to Rav ganve Yisrael.
Like the famous master of Levi Baditchev with the Ganovim Shul before Pesach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're good.
He didn't actually understand how to eat it. He didn't steal it.
No. To watch for me. No. You deny that the animal was ever yours. That you ever took the animal from me. That's what you do. You're swearing. You're swearing, I never took the animal. You're a ganve now. We did. They're true. But you're still stealing my animal. If you're a it depends what kind of shame you are. If the animal died by accident, you'd be potter. If you're a shame chinan, you're potter. Shame sachi, you'd be potter. And if you're shoyl, you wouldn't even swear. If you admitted that you would pay for the whole thing. You're denying you ever took the animal from me. So you're ganef. Now, we're not making you pay for eating it. Why? Because there's no shechita. There's no veil. Freddy Gemara, if you really want to tell me an answer, I'll give you a better answer. Why turn the guy into Russia? But at least the answer, you're going to say, oh, treifa. Moshe, you shechted it. You shechted it. And after you ate it, you found out it was a treifa. And if it's a treifa, it's called a shechita she'ein ruya. It wasn't a proper shechita. And Abshima said that a shechita she'ein ruya, lo yishmo shechita. So you don't pay dal the hay. So here you have an example where you ate it and you don't pay dal the hay, even though you shechted it. No, it's annoying, whatever. It's not your fault. So you're paid kaifu.
So even if it's a real ganav,
it's the same thing. Yeah, we had the final. We had the Rav Shimon says that a shchita she'ein ruah lo yishma shchita. So you don't pay dal v'hei. According to Rav Shimon, Chacham argue. Says the Gemara that here kerameya that he holds like kerameya. Dama shchita she'ein ruah yishma shchita. He holds even though it's not suitable if he shechted it, that's called shchita. Okay. So my list of answer be bempkua. Why does he answer? It's a memkua that what? You know why he didn't? He ate it because he didn't need shchita. There's no dal the heya. And for the Gemara, kerab meyed ama memkua ton shchita. He follows a meyed. Oh, memkua nishchita. The Rashi is a peldig Rashi. Rashi says, "You want to look 1 second?" It's a modern Rashi. Rashi says here. Look at Rashi a little parallel Gemara. But lishna lei begoined memkua. See Rashi. You found a baby calf in the womb of the mother. And it came out after the shchita. So pukul means it was, you know, taken out. But it's you took it out. There's an opinion that you don't need shchita. If you read the Gemara, is the Rabbanan, and the only one who argues is Rav Meir. And yet, Rashi makes it sound like there's some out there, there's an opinion. Even in those days, Rashi wasn't happy with the whole Bimkur business. Because the Pasha is the Chachamim versus Rameh. Why would he call it Ikaman the Omer? And that's even a bigger pella. Could the Chachamim agree that Bimkur is all right? Chachamim just say that it doesn't go forever. If Shemeshuzuni goes, it goes on forever into his children and so on and so forth. That's irrelevant to children. We're not talking about the children, we're talking about the Bimkur itself. So why, first of all, Rashi bringing up Hashem Shizuri, as if he's the only opinion that holds that Bebku is mutter. Very, very polite, Rashi. Maybe he says something there.
Does he have to pay? If you get a Bebku, then...
You don't share.
No, I'm standing on
check,
and then
the
logic
you're going to
pay.
There's no dal the hay.
But it should be
dal
the hay.
Why?
It's the
wash. Yeah. But who? Sorry. But obviously, he's talking about a case here.
You don't have to check this animal now.
So I'll tell you what Rashi's saying here. So this is what Rashi's saying here. Rashi's saying here, what happened? The only time you have a bemku you're allowed to eat it from is when you found it inside the animal. That means he must have stolen the mother as well. So he shechted the mother. So why don't you pay dal the hay for the mother? You're paying no dal the hay. Obviously, there's no mother here. This is the Bemkua. How can that be? So he's saying it is that Shimon Shazuri holds that the second and third generation doesn't need Shechita either. So therefore, that's how it's possible to have he stole an animal that walked around that doesn't need Shechita because like Shimon Shazuri. That's what Hashem. Okay, now we figure it out. Good. Okay. Good. Tease it out. Says he more about him. Anyway. That's very interesting. Yeah. Good point.
Of all the people who hold that it does need Shechita,
this point doesn't matter. Yeah. But another answer could have given. Kegoyin, Sha'amad Bedin, that he went to the Paskin, that he stole it, he has to Paskin, that he stole it. And then after he Paskin, that they stole it, he went ahead and shechted it, so he became a new Ganef. Became a new Ganef since he doesn't pay double again. So you can't pay Dal the Hay because Dal the Hay is only including the double. So that's why you don't pay dal day. Take ten lei. They told the bezin paskin give it. Tovach amacha poter. My time, but why? Keeping the paskin the milsa. Once they paskin, it's over. But tovach he shechted the soldier. Have a gazlin. He's a gazlin. Now he's no longer ganef because now we know where it is. A gazlin doesn't pay double. You don't pay dal day. But gazlin, but if he would have said chayiv at the leitin lei, he would have said you chayiv to give. But tovach amacha and he shechted the soldier chayiv. Then he'd be chayiv. Why? Because bezin never paskin. Bezin just said this. You know this. What you should be doing. My time a cold kamad le paskele milsa kovan then paskin a kati ganif still ganif. So you pay dal behay. I'm reading what it says. But the time you're looking for other answers rather than nevela. You like any answer but nevela because nevela makes the guy eat like a rasha. Ganif we can deal with. Gumbi eats nevela we can't deal with that. So the time at least I could have been a better answer. The shutiv shutov. Why do you say that two shutvim stole it? One shutter then shechted without the other guy knowing. Because had the other guy known, we learned shlich and barbeda by tovach amacher. B'shutiv shetovach shaloi medat chavere, and therefore you don't pay dal behei because we learned dal behei boker v'lechati boker. Why don't you just answer that? Must be el chodem betrevet lasanoka. You're not taking it all down. If I found an object and the owner comes by and I say, look, it was stolen, then I lied. Mishalin Teshlami Kefal, I'm Amish Ghana if he pays Kefal. This is another Kiddush. He pays Kefal by even by Aveda if you lie, not just by Shemit Bekotten. My time with the Siv, it says, I'll call Asha Veda Asha Yemer. It says the Pazar, I'll call Aveda Asha Yemer Kihuzer, and you got to swear. He has a question. It says a pasuk, if a man gives to a friend kesef a kelim and then it was stolen, you have to swear. So we dash from an ish a man gave. Ain the sinner's cotton kum. If the mafkid was a child, then you, the shayma, don't have to swear. Or if you swear, you don't pay the double for tain tainas ganef. Ainly elish nosnik shakotten. When he gave it to him as a cotton, the tovish shakotten, and then he came to demand it when he was still a cotton. What about nosnik shakotten with tovish gadol? If he gave it to him to mine when he was a cotton, but when he came to demand it back, he was a gadol. How do we know that in this case, if he swore false, you don't pay double midnight? I will lay it. Ado lekim yovei dvash name. Both of their words should come. What do you mean dvash name? Achetein esina v'tvia shavin ke'echad. That when he gave it to him to mine, and when he came to claim it back, in both cases shnei dvash name. That is both the same situation. That what? That he is still a minor. Then there has to be a gadol in both cases. And if you're going to say that, to have an Amik Aved L'cheira, since Aved is saying the same thing, that if I'm Toyin Tainas Ganef and I swore I'd pay double, by Aved there's no Noisin whatsoever. Why is there a big deal here about a Noisin? There's no Noisin by Aved. Who knows? No one gave it to him. He picked it up on the street. You're right. We're talking about if he gave it to him when he was a cotton, and then when the guy stole it or he ate it up, the guy was still a cotton. That's when you don't have to pay the double. But if it came to demand it, he was a gadol, just like by Aveda. Aveda, nobody gave it, but then the owner comes and demands it, he's a gadol. Then you taka have to pay the yergan. I was a gadol my, hochi namid mishalom. Look at the wording of the Baraisa. That's how you learn pshat. So we're talking about he was a cotton when he gave it and a cotton when he ate it, not a cotton when he demanded it. At the ton, why does it say, that is eating and is demanding should be together. It should be the eating, not the giving. The eating and the demanding should be together. At the same age, an adult. Rav Ashi says, no. Who told you by Aveda the guy who lost it wasn't a gadol? Just because nobody gave it to him, but the guy was still godly. Here the problem is the guy who gave it to him is a cotton. And a cotton is not included in this din of 20 times Ganav. The one who lost it was over by mitzvah, just he didn't give it to you. But this guy here did not come. We'll stop here.